With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Let's get to
Hey,
Kevin.
Eddie!
Let's talk a little business of baseball here.
This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball.
There's no crying in baseball!
Cardinals, Blues, and more with sports reporter Kevin Wheeler.
There's no crying in baseball, but right now there's actually no baseball. Kevin Wheeler, KMOX sports reporter with us right now. A day early, but there's big news in Major League Baseball, Kevin. What can you tell us?
Well, no business is happening.
Not a lot.
They've officially, the owners have officially locked out the players as of basically midnight Eastern time last night, 11 o'clock. All it really means is that the guys that haven't gotten tools are going to have to wait a couple of months, and that any trades that were being discussed will have to wait to be executed. Now, keep in mind, we should all know this going into this, because when this all ends, there's going to be a flurry of activity. There'll be a bunch of trades and free agent signings and all that.
That'll be fine.
The teams are allowed to talk to each other about trades. They just can't make any deals that involve people on the 40-man roster. So, there's going to be a lot going on behind the scenes while all of this is happening. But basically, it just means the off season is going to be like the last few off seasons, really quiet.
Okay. Well, here's my question for you, because people love their St. Louis Cardinals here, of course. I think a lot of people see a lockout situation, and it's just a lot of people who have a lot of money whining about things that they just aren't getting their way. It's probably more detailed than that. There's probably some good reasons on both sides why they haven't come to an agreement yet. What does MLB want, and what does the Players Association want?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, these kind of negotiations are happening all over the world right now. Right. I mean, you know, wherever you have ownership of a company or a corporation and union membership, you're going to have negotiations. And the difference with all of those is they're just not as public. Right. When you're a professional sports league, or if you were talking about people, you know, in any, like, for example, SAG-AFTRA, where, you know, all of members are actors and all that, or there's people like us doing radio, like, you know, things, the more public things are, the more people have opinions on it. And that's why everybody has a take on what's going on with the owners and the players. But this isn't an unusual thing in collective bargaining. And, you know, when it comes down to what each side wants, I think there are a couple things. I mean, both of them want a larger share of revenue. I mean, they both want that. The owners won the last round of collective bargaining. I think everybody agrees with that. I've not heard from anybody that did away. That's from reporters to agents. Everybody else. And people felt like the owners won the last time around pretty decisively. And the biggest issues, like, for the owners, it's just about, like, look, they would sign on to maintain the status quo. If you just said, hey, nothing's going to change,
sure,
you know, from the financial structure, they'd be like, okay, we're good. So I think they're just trying to keep it where it is and maybe try to open up some new areas for revenue, which is where we're going to get into how the players are going to try to use some leverage to get a larger piece of the pie, because the pie is growing, right? That's the part that, you know,
right,
that they're worried about. So the main things for the players, one, and I think this is the most important one for the majority of the people in the union, is that there's an issue with teams not trying to compete, and not just that teams rebuild, or like everybody else talk about tanking, right? Intentionally being bad to get better draft picks and all that. It's not that teams do that bothers people. It's that a lot of times they do it a long time. Or they'll do it for 10 years, get good for 2 years, and then do it again. And, you know, teams like the Pirates are always the target, right? The Pirates have been basically terrible for 30 years, but they're profitable. They make a lot of money because baseball, still, unlike a lot of businesses that people talk about, I get this from people that are business owners, like, well, I'm on the owner side. Really? Do you have billions of dollars in guaranteed television money every year that you can't lose, that can't be taken away from you? Because that's what the owners have. And they're in a really good position because of that. A team like the Pirates can not worry about their – they can proceed. Winning doesn't even matter. They'll still make money because they're guaranteed the TV money and they get ring every single year. Those two things combined keep them in the black. And what the Players Association is arguing is that there should be incentives for teams that aren't good to get better. Right now, the incentives are if you can't make the postseason, you must be terrible to fix. And that they want to kind of balance that system out. I'm not sure it's going to work out easily, but I think it's very doable. And the other thing they don't like is that teams can manipulate service time. So you look at a player who's a really highly thought of young prospect. Let's use Nolan Gorman for now, sure, because he's not been in the big leagues and he's the Cardinals' top prospect. What the Cardinals will do under this current setup, or will likely do, and what other teams have done, is they'll say, there's a guy that's ready for the major leagues. He can help us right now. But we're not going to put him on the roster right now, because if we do, he gets to free agency a year earlier. So they wait whatever amount of time they need to. Usually at the beginning of the year, it's 3 or 4 weeks. And then they call him up after that. So now he doesn't get to free agency at 28. He'll get there at 29, or not at 29. Maybe he gets there at 30. And, you know, it's not done based on whether the person can play or not. It's simply about keeping the player for another year of control, and that limits his earning power.
This was
so
Chris,
they want that was solutions
Chris,
to that.
Chris Bryant's big beef in Chicago, right? That was the whole thing.
Yes.
Hey,
and,
Kevin.
You know, look, it's not that they're kept down for very long, right? I mean, Bryant was down for like 2-3 weeks. Is that 3 weeks cost him, you know, getting to free agency, and that costs him money because, right, you know, the players have a finite career. Owners do not. The owners can own these teams for decades, and in a lot of cases they have. Players done. Most of them are done in 5 or 6 years. I think the average is 3 or 4 year career. Now, the ones that stick around for a long time, you know, they might get to play until they're 40. Well, you can own a team until you're 85, 90 years old.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, Kevin, I was wondering, you started talking about Nolan Gorman, and I know that there's some questions about how they treat minor league players and how minor league players don't have enough money to basically make a living doing what they're doing, trying to get to the major leagues. Is there any sort of that being negotiated in this collective bargaining agreement? Are minor leaguers even part of the MLB PA?
No, if you're not on the 40-man roster, the MLBPA doesn't represent you. So, and that's one of the reasons why in collective bargaining, the minor leagues never come up. They're not union members. Union member until you've been put on the 40-man roster. So, you know, I do think that the union should take a more forceful position and maybe try to push for a little bit more on the minor league side. But the truth is, it really isn't their area. It's not their duty. You know, their duty is to their own members. So that's why that never comes up, but they are making some strides on the minor leagues. They haven't gotten there yet. The pay is still way too low, for the amount of hours that are expected of minor leaguers. But coming into this new year, the teams are all going to take care of room and board, for all the players, right? So what would happen in the past is you have these minor league players that make way less than minimum wage. I mean, they're making $1,200 a month. And, you know, you end up with like six guys living in an apartment, or, you know, some kind of like local rental house or whatever, so that they can actually afford it. But then when they get called up to a new city, they got to get out of the lease, and then they got to go get a new one. And, you know, they got to do all of this stuff on the fly while trying to maintain a professional career. And now at least Major League Baseball teams are going to be taking care of the housing and all of that for the players, so they don't have to pay for it. And they don't have to deal with all that nonsense when you end up getting to basically break out of your lease.
We're speaking with KMOX sports reporter Kevin Wheeler about the MLB lockout that went into effect at midnight, I guess Eastern, last night. Let me ask you, what does this look like on the public face? So I've read articles and seen tweets about, you know, if you go to MLB.com, they've taken all the players, all of the likeness of all of the Major League Baseball athletes off of the website. Does MLB Network still get to talk about players? Do they get to report on the lockout? How does this look different for the fan?
Yeah, I mean, I guess for fans, it all depends on just how much you want to follow everything, right? I mean, I advised people on Sports Open Line last night, and even on Twitter, and a couple of friends in texts and emails. It's like, if you're not interested in the business of all of this, then just ignore it, because all you're going to hear is basically nonsense for the next couple of months. You're going to be hearing how one side thinks the other side's unreasonable, and you know, you already saw that today. Like Rob Manfred said, the players' proposal would be bad for small market teams. Like they're going to be playing this ridiculous game, and they're going to negotiate public, and it's not that hard to ignore. Because, you know, there are certain types of things that we can pay attention to. The ones that I really pay attention to are whatever stories are about the issues, right? How have they moved? And there was one yesterday that showed that the Major League Baseball side, sorry, just swallowed weird. But the Major League Baseball side swallowed air weird, by the way.
Oh, I've
that's
done
the
it.
Strange part about
it's the worst when you're on
me.
The air. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how's always the best. Always the best. But there was a story yesterday on The Athletic that showed that some of the ownership position on things like the luxury tax threshold has changed a little bit and has moved toward the players. And eventually they'll gravitate together and we'll have baseball in the spring.
All right. Well, we will we'll just lean on you for updates, important updates that the people who are not just like totally nerding out on stuff like this. I mean, do you nerd out on this? Yesterday there was a big Supreme Court hearing and I listened to like 2 hours of arguments in front of the Supreme Court. That's nerd stuff. In my world, and there I am nerding out. Is this nerd stuff for you, or do you are you just like, yeah, we'll kind of just see how this goes? And
no, I'm into it. I mean, I have the people that I think do the best type of reporting on these topics, and those are the people that I read the most. But yeah, I read almost everything in there, and some of it's going to end up being a discussion on the air. Some of it's just going to be stuff like, hey, stop, don't even bother paying attention to this because.
Right.
You know, a lot of, you know, there's nothing else to write right now. And I'm not blaming anybody. I mean, you know, this is a real news story. You have to cover it when you're a baseball writer. I mean, it's what you do. It's like, I'm going to have to cover it. But it doesn't mean that we have to make a big deal out of every little thing. And, you know, it's like last, you know, the big story today, every headline is baseball's first work stoppage in 26 years. Yeah, you know what? Call me when games are interrupted. Then it's a big deal because
yeah,
what happened 26 years ago
in the middle
was
of the season,
the game went away and no World Series was played.
Right.
I mean,
just courteous to do this in the off season. Yeah.
Exactly.
Before I let you go, Kevin, I mean, you can nerd out on this stuff, but it's a professional responsibility for you. What do you nerd out on just for the sake of nerding out on? Where's Kevin Wheeler's nerd wheelhouse?
How much time do you have?
Just give me a topic.
Because I got a lot of things. I mean, video games.
Yeah.
Heavy metal music, Star Wars.
We have all the same interests.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you like heavy metal?
No.
I do, Kevin.
I didn't think so.
I know. Yeah. I like Mario Kart is a great game to play. I'm pretty basic.
I mean, I'm talking like MLB The Show and Madden and the new Elder Scrolls game that'll be coming out in a year and a half and Call of Duty and all that stuff. Oh,
when the N64 came out and GoldenEye came out, that was like peak involved non-running left to right on the screen.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
that was a good game.
This is out of my league. I can't do this.
Yeah, it was a good game, man. I played that on my PlayStation back in the day.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, thank you for coming on with us a day early here, and we'll touch back with you as soon as some, hopefully, news develops in whatever amount of time they have to take.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Kevin. We'll talk to you again soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.